You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and are welcome to our Innis News. This morning, 20 women of Vietnam Farmers Union Cao Xuân Thu Vân had a working session in Kansas City. 20 women of Vietnam Farmers Union expanded that Kansas City Party Committee should think of organizing programs in which farmers play the main roles, help farmers have knowledge of procedures. She also exchanged policies that help farmers develop their economy and disseminate information to help farmers change their ways of thinking via cooperative models, OCA products, and so on. After having a working visit with Kansas City Party Committee, the 20 women visited and worked with Kansas City's Farmers Union on its performance and farmers' performance in 8 months of 2022. Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Trần Việt Trường had a working session with the city's ODA Project Management Board on the adjustment aspiration of the project of developing Kansas City and enhancing the urban resilience. According to Kansas City's ODA Project Management Board, the project of developing Kansas City and enhancing the urban resilience is an important project that not only develops and protects the ecological environment, resists flood attacks, decorates the city, but also boosts the linkage between the central district and other localities in preventing and mitigating risks of natural disasters. The project is executed from 2016 to 2020. However, it has just got approval from the government for expiring until June 30, 2024, due to many reasons that impacted on progress of the project. The 10th Congress of Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union of the Military Zone 9 2022-2027 term took place this morning. In the last 5 terms, tasks and movements of the youth of the Military Zone 9 have shown progresses and completed targets and action programs set for 2017-2022 phase, contributing to building a strong and transparent union, completing the political task of the armed force of the Military Zone. 3 breakthroughs and 5 solutions and tasks were set for the new term. This afternoon, the Party Committee of the Business Block of Kansas City organized a symposium themed Digital Transformation and Business Linkage in 2022 and inaugurated the electronic information portal of the Party Committee of the Business Block and application of the Digital Transformation. The electronic information portal of the Party Committee of the Business Block is built with the support of VNPT Control, with them to solve the digital transformation from then optimizing performance of businesses. At the symposium, many speeches on digital transformation were presented by departments and businesses engaging in the digital transformation, as well as plans and solutions for effective performance. The pilot project on sending young doctors to disadvantaged areas is the breakthrough of the medical sector towards ensuring sufficient professionally and technically skilled human resources to meet the demand for healthcare in disadvantaged areas. The project contributes to helping people in remote border areas make access to medical services of better quality, from then reducing overloading burden from upper level, avoiding wastage for people, community, and society. These are the statements made by Deputy Minister of Medicine Trần Văn Thuấn at the opening ceremony of the training course for specialist level 1 doctor of district level hospitals in particularly difficult areas taking place today at Kantar Medicine Pharmacy University. Vice Chairman of CADA of Urban Street People's Committee Bu Văn Kiệt and leaders of professional chambers have recently received and worked with the Institute of Material Science under Vietnam Academy of Science and Technology on the transfer of technology and construction of a horse-run power plant in CADA of Urban Street. On this mission trip, the working group came to make survey at some high-tech agriculture limited liability companies in Thành Phố and Trung Hưng communes. While getting more information on material sources, the project can be executed in the time ahead if results of the survey show its feasibility. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.